At the age of 30, I was single for the first time in 3 years, though it might as well have been a decade. Here's a brief look at my dating history to show you what I mean. Age, 0 to 13. Girlfriend, John Elway, quarterback for the Denver Broncos. Description: prepubescent and blissfully uninterested in sex or girls, my attention was focused mainly on my sports hero. It was a very clear-headed time in my life. Length of relationship: 13 years. Age, 13 to 18. Girlfriend, my hand, and various pillows. Description: I discovered masturbation. It was spectacular. I had few dates, fewer kisses, and no girlfriends, but my friend masturbation was always there for me. Length of relationship, 5 years. Admission, we still see each other quite a bit. Age, 18 to 22. Girlfriend, Maria, first love. Description: we met during college orientation and dated for all 4 years of school. She was my first girlfriend, and it was a wonderful relationship that only ended because neither of us wanted to marry the first person we dated. Length of relationship, 3.5 years. Age, 22 to 23. The slump. Description: I didn't date or have sex with anyone for over a year. I'd gotten a girlfriend in college so quickly I hadn't figured out how to interact with girls well. Length of slump, 1.5 years. Age, 23 to 25. Girlfriend, Samantha, the one I wasn't ready for. Description: Samantha was beautiful, kind, and a good girlfriend, but I was too immature to be a good boyfriend. I moved to New York City without her, but didn't have the courage to end the relationship. We did long distance for 6 months before I broke up with her over the phone because I had a crush on someone else. Length of relationship, 2.5 years. Time single, 3 weeks. Age, 25 to 27. Girlfriend, Anne, the rebound. Description: my crush on Anne finally made me end my relationship with Samantha. We dated for over a year and a half without saying I love you once. More on this later. I stayed in the relationship 6 months longer than I should have because I didn't want to hurt her feelings. Length of relationship, 1.5 years. Time single, 72 hours. Seriously. Age, 27. Girlfriend, Melanie, the friend. Description: I'd known Melanie since high school, and there'd always seemed to be a mutual attraction, but we were never simultaneously single. 3 days after I broke up with Anne, while back home for Christmas, Melanie and I hooked up. Our passionate but rocky 3-month long-distance relationship ended with her dumping me because she loved me as a friend, but not romantically. Length of relationship, 3 months. Time single, 3 months. Age, 27 to 30. Girlfriend, Kelly, the manic pixie dream girl. Description: you know all about this one already. Length of relationship, 3 years. As you can see, I was a serial monogamist, with the condition at its peak between ages 23 and 30. During that 7-year period, I dated 4 girls and was single for 4 months total, an average of 5 weeks per breakup. Like a monkey afraid to let go of one branch before grabbing the next, I swung from girl to girl, often having my next love interest in sight before the present relationship ended. I became this way because I was the classic nice guy. Nice guys only date seriously. They are not the type to seduce a girl at a bar and take her home to fuck, not least because we don't fuck. We make love. Nice guys don't pick up women. Instead, we meet them through a mutual friend or an adult learning class and send respectful Facebook messages asking if the girl would like to get dinner or whatever at a time totally convenient for her if it sounds fun, no pressure. And if a nice guy succeeds in getting a date, we immediately aim for a relationship, not a fling. A drunken makeout? Not without a promise ring, thank you very much. Once I had a girlfriend, I'd usually keep them for a long time, because nice guys make great boyfriends. I rarely raised my voice, didn't complain much, always remembered birthdays, gave massages, and got along with families. I preferred monogamy and never longed for the days of being single. Those days meant talking to strangers. I hated those days. So what's wrong with being this fantastic-sounding nice guy? We're more concerned with seeming nice than actually being kind. Being nice means behaving in a way you think will make people like you. Kindness means being emotionally honest, even if it will make someone angry. The nice guy isn't good at being emotionally honest, and I was a prime example. Much too worried about what other people thought of me, I wouldn't break up with a girlfriend when I wanted to because that was mean, and I couldn't bear the idea of someone not liking me. This is how you end up saying things like, "I just want to get set up in New York on my own before you come." If, on the other hand, my girlfriends wanted to break up with me, I'd try to convince them to stay, no matter the state of the relationship, because getting dumped felt like a statement about my inherent worth. I'd avoid or quickly diffuse confrontation rather than solve the underlying issues. Being in a relationship was more important than being in the right relationship. So that's the problem with a nice guy. But how did I become one? How does anyone develop a definitive and crippling personality trait? Middle school, of course.